1-888-9-1-0-9 or call 1-888-91.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
This is Mother's Day, and I'm going to, the title of my message today is Remembering Mom. And I'd like to start off by reading you something that is on Tony Perkins' website. It's called Mother's Day Prayer for a Nigerian Miracle. It's done by Leila Gilbert. For most of us, Mother's Day marks an annual occasion for celebrating the blessing of family. While celebrations will be different this year due to the coronavirus pandemic, most of us can still look forward to a family video chats, surprise bouquets and gifts, and the promise of hugs and kisses for mom and grandma once the world returns to normal. Global celebrations of Mother's Day take place on different Sundays in various countries. For example, in faraway Nigeria, mothers are traditionally honored on the Anglican Church's traditional Mothering Day, but thanks to the influence of American advertising and social media, some West African families may find an excuse to celebrate mothers all over again on May 10th. However, one Nigerian mother, Rebecca Sharibu, will not be celebrating. Sharibu doesn't know where her daughter is. She has no idea when or if she'll see her again. In fact, she isn't even sure whether, as has been reported, her almost 17-year-old daughter is now a mother herself. She's not sure of that. Leah Sharibu, Rebecca's daughter, was one of some 105 female victims kidnapped by Boko Haram terrorists in February 2018. Leah, a Christian, was abducted in a terrifying raid along with her Muslim classmates at Dapchi Girls Science and Technology College. So violent was the attack that four or five girls died during a harrowing truck journey to the radicals' encampment. Then, following a month of terrifying captivity, after enduring death threats and other abuses, the surviving girls were freed by their captors on March 21st of 2018. All but one. As families eagerly gathered to reclaim their girls, parents scanned the crowd for their daughters' familiar faces. Rebecca and Nathan Sharibu were there too, searching hopefully, but Leah did not appear. Rebecca collapsed in despair. It was soon made clear that Leah was not returned home for one simple reason. The other girls were all Muslim. Leah had refused to renounce her Christian faith. When she heard that her classmates were being set free, Leah asked one of them to carry a note to Rebecca, her mother. "My mother, you should not be disturbed," she wrote. "I know this is not easy missing me, but I want to assure you that I am fine where I am. I am confident that one day I shall see your face again. If not here, then there, at the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ." A month later in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump met with Nigerian President Mohamedou Buhari. During a press conference, Buhari admitted that all the girls kidnapped from Dapchi School, one still remained in captivity. That was, of course, Leah, although he didn't mention her name. Trump pointed out that there was a very serious problem with Christians being killed in Nigeria, and something had to be done about it. Buhari nodded. Yet, sadly, not much has changed. Massacres of Nigerian Christians continue until today.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. Hello, this is Brian Longworth. I am a computer technician, and I'm here to answer your computer questions for free. If you have a question, the number to call is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, another way to ask your question is to head over to our Facebook video. You can get there one of two ways. Either go directly to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says, Listen to A Faster PC. That takes you directly to our Facebook page, where you'll be able to hear the show and see the show. And of course, sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer problems over there. Of course, we'll always verbally describe everything here on the radio for those that are just listening to the radio. We also want to let you know that today is Saturday, and A Faster PC on Saturdays has technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. So we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Again, that's 7190 South US 1. And we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So, you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. listening to a Faster PC radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. So later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Those are listening on the radio may not know this, but we're actually connecting to two different radio stations, WPSL and WCNO, through Skype. And Skype, with Skype, you can connect to multiple people. And sometimes Cliff will turn on his camera so that I can see him. But today he's turned his camera off so that it's not an issue. But you should be getting audio from us. If not, you can drop off and we'll add you back in there. But going back to what I was speaking on our kids and homeschoolers have an opportunity. Well, if you're really in a homeschooling group as opposed to a public school that happens to be educating all the kids at home, in that case, maybe the kids wouldn't be having the social interaction. But in a regular homeschool environment, typically the family that is homeschooling is signed up with a homeschooling group. And with that homeschooling group, there's going to be various activities. I can tell you that when my kids were homeschooling, they could have gone on a field trip every single day. I mean, you go to the nuclear power plant for the energy encounter. There's the Smithsonian Institute. There's 4-H. There's all kinds of different groups. And one of the things that like you were talking about, Alan, there is what's called co-ops, where kids actually go and take classes either at a school or a church, or and you may have various parents that teach on various subjects. And we had one issue. One of the things that happens is if you're when you go take biology, you have to also take a biology lab. Well, there's kits you can buy, and there's you know, but most parents aren't biologists. So what we did with my daughter, there was a veterinarian that was in the area. He had the permission of the veterinarian of the veterinary office where he worked to allow the kids to come in on his lunch hour. And once a week, the kids came in and they did their dissecting and all the other gross things that you do in a biology lab. And it was pretty cool. And it was something that you know, he provided a level of expertise that the other parents couldn't provide. And, you know, of course there was a fee for it, but it was something that worked out. And our kids have been, my daughter was involved in dance. She had a lot of social interaction that way as well. And she also had, our son was in baseball and he had a ton of interaction with other kids on his baseball team. But one of the things when we think about working from home, there are some benefits to the employer. The employer could, if more of their workforce is working from home, well, they don't need as big of a facility, and they can actually they don't have to air condition as big of a facility either. They don't have to clean as big of a facility. They don't have to provide all the other maintenance that needs to happen to a large facility. And for the worker doesn't have to drive to work. I mean, in many metro areas, you have like, let's say an hour drive. I mean, Milwaukee, I know you came from Milwaukee, Alan, and Milwaukee is one of the unique places that you can get a lot of places in about 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But in a lot of places, people are driving for an hour or more to get to work. And when they're working from home, they don't have to do that.
Well, Brian, another thing that might impact it is you just mentioned how an employer can save money. The employer might pass a lot of that savings on to his employees, raising wages because the company is able to make more profits. So it might have a beneficial long-term impact on the economy, and that's another thing to consider. And by the way, we are back with WCNO, so welcome back.
Yeah, we'll have to work with WCNO and figure out what happened with that link, but anyway, yeah, it streaming, you know, or working from home is something that probably will have a major impact. And you know, one of the things I like to do, I like to work from home, and we do a lot of work for a lot of our clients remotely. And where I can actually work not only from home, I could be at your house working on your computer. And one of my clients calls me up or texts me and says, hey, I'm having a problem with this issue. Well, you know, basically, I'll continue to the extent that I can working on your system. A lot of times I'm just waiting on your system to do something anyway. But, you know, I can actually log into that client's computer remotely. Anytime I spend on their computer working, I don't charge you. I charge that client. Sometimes I'm able to fix their problem within 15, 30 minutes, and they don't have to wait for me to come out there. They don't have to, and I can do that anywhere. And you know, there's that creates a huge advantage. And with the technology, with Zoom, with Skype, with Google, groups and also I just saw that Google Hangouts. I just saw also that Facebook has now added group video to Messenger. So they're trying to get into the game as well. They want you on Facebook longer so that you'll see their ads. So they're allowing you to do group video for free on Facebook. And of course, while you're there, they're hoping that you'll see an ad, maybe click on it. They can make some ad revenue. By the way, you're going to they're going to make revenue whether you click on the ad or not. As long as you see the ad, as long as they display the ad, even if you're not looking at it, they're going to make some revenue. So these companies that provide these services, and some of the services are free. We have, by the way, I run a statewide organization that we typically have an annual meeting. We have monthly meetings that are smaller, and those are always by conference call. But typically we have an annual meeting that where we go to a central location like Orlando, and we meet. Well, you know, for Orlando, I have to drive, you know, two and a half hours to get there, two and a half hours back. You know, I'm probably going to go out to eat. You know, it's an all day event. This year, and this was, by the way, before the coronavirus thing happened, we just decided we're going to do this meeting via conference call. By the way, the conference call facility, they have a web interface where I can mute people. That's one thing that happens. If you've been on any of these Zoom calls and someone's washing the dishes, or I even heard that just recently in a Supreme Court case, there was actually a toilet that was flushed. Did you hear about that, Alan?
No, I did not, Brian.
Well, yeah, I heard it. It came from a reliable source that there was a toilet that was flushed in a Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court hearing just recently. So that was, you know, you get some of those things, but I can actually, through the back end interface, I can mute people that are making too much noise. We have some people that'll walk while they're on the call, and you know, you get street noise, and some people will run, and you start hearing their, you know, breathing heavy as they're, you know, running and whatnot. I can mute them and take that out of the mix. I can also share my screen so that if I want to do a presentation, I can do that, and other people can share their screen as well, and I can give them that ability to do that. So there is a way. And by the way, when we did this, you know, having this monthly meeting instead of taking all day for me. And by the way, Florida is a big state. I mean, you have a lot of people that, you know, some people have to drive 3, 4, 5, 6 hours to get to Orlando. Even though it's centrally located, it still takes time to get there. So it was something that we didn't have to spend all that time doing. And that was pretty awesome to be able to do that. So that's one thing that you know, this could actually with the technology that's out there, in some cases you don't need to have the traveling. In some cases you don't need to have the office space. You don't need to travel back and forth. I know there are people that live in our listening area that drive 30 or 40 minutes, maybe even an hour, to get to work also. There are a lot of people that live in Port St. Lucie that work in West Palm. And you know, depending on where you live and how long it takes you to get to 95, that can take you 45 minutes to an hour to get down there. So, you know, this could even impact the drive time and all of that here in our area as well. And, you know, that's a good thing. If people can actually be at home more and can actually make, you know, do better that way, that'll work out very good for them. And that's what we're hoping for and looking. And we'll be here to answer your questions. You're listening to a Faster PC. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And, you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there. After the show's over, you can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Well, hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. One thing also that we were just talking about is how about travel for conferences or travel for business meetings? Are people going to actually hop on a plane? Are they going to drive? Are they going to spend that time, or are they going to say, you know what, I can get more done. I can actually meet with more people. I can accomplish more and be with my family if I just have this meeting via Zoom or one of these other technology providers. So I know what were your thoughts on that, Alan?
Well, I think that we're going to have to wait and see how things play out. I mean, the world is going to change. There's no doubt about it. And hopefully the United States will be a technological leader like we've been in the past. And our innovation will help people and bring the best we can to people and families. And I think it's a real advantage, Brian, that at least at this time, families are able to spend more time with each other, not seeing grandma and grandpa alive, but the children certainly are getting to spend more time with their parents, which in 99.9% of the cases is a good thing.
That's right. And you know, there are people that do travel quite a bit for business, and some of those people may find, hey, you know what? I can get this done with a Zoom video conference. You know, sometimes you may need to get out there, and you may need to actually be there. But you know, through Zoom video or through Skype or through the WhatsApp or the Facebook Messenger or through actually Google Hangouts. These are all ways that you can do video conferencing. I mean, this was stuff when I was growing up was science fiction. I mean, you would watch science fiction movies and they would say, you know, hey, so you're going to have a video phone. And you're like, yeah, right. But this happens. And by the way, it doesn't even cost anything. All you have to have is an internet connection, either a smartphone that's connected to an internet connection or a computer that's connected to an internet connection or a tablet that's connected to an internet connection. And by the way, one thing that a lot of people don't realize, smartphones will work without a cell phone provider plan. If, by the way, you can't make phone calls with them, but you can do everything else that you could do. You can view your apps. You can use apps. You could use Skype. You could use Google Hangouts. You could use all the different apps that you want to use with a smartphone. You just have to have an internet connection. So if you have an old smartphone, or maybe, you know, some of our customers don't want a smartphone. You know, some people tell me they're not smart enough for a smartphone. But you know, there are some advantages to this. I mean, when you actually start doing a video conferencing with a family member or with a loved one, or maybe you have a video conference appointment with your doctor, you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to wait in the room. You know, I mean, who wants to sit around waiting in a doctor's office to see the doctor that is tied up in a surgery? Well, you know, you don't have to do that. You're not going to have to do that anymore. In some cases, you may be able to have a video conference with the doctor. And in some cases, the doctor can actually prescribe something to help you out or just do a checkup with you, and you don't even have to come in. So there's a lot of ways that some of the technology can help. And you know, if you're one of those traveling salesmen and you don't have to hop on that plane, you can get the business deal done from your house without even leaving your house, and in less time, you don't have to have that travel time. Then you can be with your family. You can spend more time with your family. And like you said, Alan, you know, I know that there are some situations that aren't good in homes, but in most cases, it's actually good if the parents spend more time with their kids. Now, if you're just spending time, you know, you're just sending them off to their room to watch videos, well, that's probably not as good. But if you can actually spend time with them, play a game with them, you know, if you can actually work with them on their schoolwork, those are all things that, that actually can help and can be beneficial. And, you know, again, there's a lot of ways. I know, Alan, you are a former prosecutor, and maybe you can weigh in on this. Some of the court cases have been postponed, but some of them are actually happening still via Zoom. We've talked a little bit earlier about the Supreme Court cases, and even not only the toilet flushing, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg participating from her hospital bed, and you see certain things happening today, and there are some court cases that are going on right now, even at the local level, via Zoom. So maybe you want to weigh in on that, Alan.
Absolutely, Brian. And it may change how things are done in the court system. Obviously, if a trial is going on, I would think that that's not going to change. The defendant has a right to face his accusers in court, and body language is very important on the witness stand to be able to see. But if you have an emotion like an initial appearance, an arraignment, something like that, or a pre- or post-trial motion, that may be done by one of the apps that you were talking about. And if I can just briefly mention the fact that 2 weeks ago, we discovered here that we could use WhatsApp and just turn on the camera. And since that time, we have actually gotten tours of a friend's house in Winnipeg, Canada, through WhatsApp, and also a tour of the dock area in Cartagena that another one of our friends is currently in Cartagena. They were going to do a trip around the world on their boat. They've done it twice before, but because of the virus, they are coming back to the States, but yet at the moment, they're not allowed to leave Colombia. So they're waiting for the go-ahead on that. But if you don't have WhatsApp, I'd strongly suggest it because of the fact that you have the option. If you're not in a situation like, let's say, you're answering your phone and you just got out of the shower, you can not have the camera on. You have the option. A screen comes up and allows you to turn the camera on if you want, so you're seen. If you don't want the camera on, it's by default off. So, Brian, these are terrific tools that are coming in, and I just dream about the fact that I wish I was alive 100 years from now to see how people are communicating. It ought to be something special.
Yeah, so with these, and I just want to back up a little bit and just describe or explain what it is that we're talking about with WhatsApp, Skype. By the way, we showed a few weeks ago, it probably was a month and a half ago or so, where we showed how to install Skype. And this is one of the previous videos. You can actually go and watch this on our Facebook page. We showed how to install Skype. By the way, we found out that while you're connected to two radio stations to stream a live show, you shouldn't send a friend request to yourself from another computer to your Skype connection. Kind of messed us up in the last few minutes of one of our shows. And but we showed how to configure that, how to get it all going on one of the shows. And again, that was probably about a month and a half ago that we got that connected on Alan's computer. So with these Google Hangouts, Skype, WhatsApp, Zoom, Facebook Messenger, these are all things that you can do on your computer. Some of them you can do right in a web browser, like Google Hangouts. You can do that right in a web browser. You can also, in addition to a web browser, you can actually some of the programs or some will require a program or an app to be installed on your computer. And you may ask, well, what's the difference between a program and an app? Well, a program is actually fully installed on your computer. It operates on your computer. An app has some parts of it that are on the computer and some parts of it that are web-based. It's a smaller program. And so some of the, like the new Skype is an app. And Microsoft really wants to kind of push people toward the apps. So, also WhatsApp. And I, by the way, haven't used WhatsApp on a computer, so I don't really know how that works on a computer. But I do know that Zoom, you can use it through a web browser. If you have an invitation, you can also install an app on your computer. But all of these there are apps that can be installed on your phone as well, or on your tablet, and you can use that to communicate.
Brian, I just wanted to say I've never used WhatsApp on the computer, but on the phone it's fantastic. And it's very easy to install. You just go to your store and just click on the app and it installs. Then you open it and you're ready to go.
Yeah, so what we're talking about, if you have an iPhone, an iOS device, an iPhone or an iPad, what you'll want to do is go to the Apple Store and you'll want to search for WhatsApp or Skype or any of these other things. You typically, a lot of these, you'll have to have an account. The accounts are free, but you know, I'm sure they probably have, you know, in some cases they have some paid services as well. But you can actually install these again with the Apple device. It's the Apple Store. If you have a Google device, it's the Google Play Store that you would be going to actually install the app. You can install the app and then you can communicate. You have to have the contact information or maybe you search for your friend and you find them once you're in the system, once you have that all set up, then you can actually go and you can actually you can actually have a conversation with them. All these different devices, they do offer different apps, they do platforms, they do offer various numbers of people you can connect to, but it's all of them are more than one that you can have a video call 15. With someone and with a group, and it's really pretty cool. And you can, again, you can watch those past videos, and we'll be showing you in the future.
Well, we're coming to an end of today's show, but we wanted to just remind you that we have been recording the show over on our Facebook page. You'll be able, if you want to watch the show, hear the show over and over again, or maybe you heard just a portion that you wanted to actually go over to our Facebook page and see, or maybe you missed part of it and you want to see what you missed. Hey, you don't want to be without knowing this information. And, you know, I always want other people to know this information as well. I don't want to be the only person that knows this information. Well, if you want to watch the show, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways, either by going to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. We have over 22,000 likes, or you can go to our Facebook page, or excuse me, our website, which is afasterpc.com. And we have a link that says, listen to A Faster PC. You can click that link. If you click that link, it'll take you to our Facebook page. So we do want to let you know, remind you also that we are here today in the shop ready to resolve computer problems until 2 p.m. Also, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, our address is 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, just north of Rio Mar, one light north of Prima Vista. Also, our phone number is 772-878-5978. We do want to remind you that tomorrow morning we have our church has a special sermon entitled Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death that will be aired here on WCNO 89.9 from 8:30 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Give me liberty or give me death. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.